Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I will admit I was sorry for ever causing you pain. You showed your appreciation by walking out anyway. And that's a cold shot.
The late, great Stevie Ray Vaughan, SRV, as his friends call him. There, folks, one of the great ones, lost way too soon. 17 till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't want to miss a minute of our time with our good friend Bill Brandt. We're talking about politics. We're talking about the fiscal cliff. And Bill, we were both agreeing that the fiscal cliff was created by politicians, is being perpetuated and exacerbated and contorted and abused because of politics. But you were saying that it's not necessarily going to change all that much in 2013. But I said the devil's in the details, Bill. And what I mean by that is small business owners are already uncertain about so many things. They're uncertain about Obamacare. They've got high anxiety about what their taxes are going to be. Their accountants do not know what to set up the January 1st paychecks as far as withholding. Even though you and I may say, well, you're getting overwrought, this is the kind of thing that doesn't make small business owners be productive, Bill. This, when small business owners see the political class playing these kind of kabuki games, it makes them feel like they don't take our serious world seriously.
There's a line from the Declaration of Independence, you know, of the people, by the people. This is of the politicians, by the politicians, for the politicians. I agree. But in terms of the small business, look, go back and dig out your records from the 90s. Put the Clinton tax rates back into effect. You, for a number of years, you paid under them until 2001. Put them back in effect. My guess is they'll be adjusted late in January, and so your paychecks in the first portion of the year will be overwithheld. Your paychecks in the latter portion of the year will be underwithheld, and it'll all even out. That's difficult, but
they've made us play their kabuki dance.
Jim, we don't do that with a green eye shade and a ledger anymore. You and I know it's a switch of a computer. I mean, it can't be done. And listen, the real issue is, both you and I know that business operates on the cardinal rule of predictability, and what we have here is the essence of unpredictability. And none of us like it because, how do you order inventory? How do you gauge sales? You know, everybody thought this was going to be a good holiday season. We're now finding out in hindsight not so much, and because of the fiscal cliff issues. So,
I want the record to show, Bill, that I haven't said a political party name yet.
Well, I think it's both parties.
It's the political class.
I urge your listeners, and I know there are legions of them, to get angry and as they say in that movie, take this out on these guys and ladies the next time around.
You know, I've been reminding them a lot lately of what de Tocqueville said about us. He said, "In a democracy, you get the government you deserve."
Although
I think we should take that as an indictment of ourselves.
Well, although I agree with Churchill too, that democracy is the worst form of government except for everything else.
Yeah.
So, you know, this is we are a wonderfully evenly divided nation, and everybody asked me, "What do you mean that? What's wonderful about that?" I said, "Look, if this was 80% all the time one way and 20% the other, the minority would feel terribly disenfranchised. They'd be marching in the streets."
Yeah.
The fact that we are virtually in a dead heat on each side of this question means that each side is heard and heard well, and the pendulum slips back and forth.
We haven't been this bifurcated since 1860, have we, Bill?
I think in the 1860 to about the 1895 range, there was a lot right after the Civil War of very bitter politics. But, you know, I go back to the fact that Burr shot Hamilton. I mean, we're not shooting at each other.
Yeah, but those were just two individuals. And I mean,
that was the vice president.
But remember,
Jim, the thing is, part of this is you and I are talking on part of it. The new incessant cable media and news, I mean, the communication events of the 20th century have caused this all to happen in real time, something that didn't happen when newspapers picked up news off the telegraph 2 days later.
Yeah. So, okay, so the fiscal cliff, so you're saying that they're literally going to do, there's nothing's going to be done, but it will be, they'll do something, but it'll be after the first of the year?
Well, if you're a fan of kabuki dancing, which apparently you are, you mentioned it, you get some great theater for the next 3 or 4 days while the other side, each side blames each other,
yeah,
making sure, because we're going off the cliff, trust me.
Yeah.
But each side wants to dance like there's hope to the very end so they won't be blamed. Yes, mm-hmm. We're going off the cliff, and then we will vote for tax decreases except for the top, whatever the percentages they're going to finally do, whether it's 400 or 500 or whatever. And they'll fix all of this, as they did, by the way, after they shut down the government in 1995.
Well, I'm going to reveal one of my predictions will be published this weekend.
Weren't you big on the Mayan thing though, too?
I didn't. Yeah, I didn't. That was one I did not miss.
You sent me a Mayan calendar. I'm certain that was you.
But Bill, what I'm saying is that both parties will claim avoidance of the fiscal cliff, but their solutions will not be, or I should say, what the product of their work will be more postponement than solution.
Jim, your mother and my mother both told us, judge people by their deeds, not by their words.
Yeah.
At this point, they're both going to talk a storm up, both sides
right.
are. Judge them by their deeds. They didn't get it done. And in the end, that's what we elected them to do, to get it done.
And that's exactly right. And they're not going to get it done. Now we'll come back to the polarization. That's the reason why nothing is getting done, because there's nobody in the middle, Bill. There's only people on the left and the right. And, folks, I think that's... We need to think about this. How do we find a way to make things happen? It happens in the middle, and I want to talk about that kind of negotiating. Maybe some of the things that President Obama has been saying lately, is that good negotiating? And I'm going to ask one of the great negotiators of our time, Bill Brandt, after these messages. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.